Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, September 22nd. And today's pod, it is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy.
What did stocks do yesterday,
okay,
Nick?
Stocks, what did they do? Talk to me, Jack. What did they do?
They sank a little bit.
But Jack, can I tell you, we were walking around Beverly Hills. Can I tell you what I learned?
What?
The term break a leg, you know where it comes from?
Hollywood?
Yeah. You know why?
I don't know why.
Because when you're on stage, if you break a leg, you get in the cast.
I don't understand.
It's like good luck, so you get in the cast. That's why they say break a leg to you.
Oh! You have to excuse me. I'm a little slow today.
Bring us back to where stocks went. First story, what do we got, Jack?
Rupert Murdoch, the real-life Logan Roy, just retired at age 92.
The most powerful media tycoon of this era just completed Succession.
For our second story, the newest addition to Walmart stores is vet clinics,
yeah,
and dog washing stations.
And why are they doing that, Jack?
Because Amazon can't groom your pooch.
Amazon can't groom a pooch.
And our third and final story, Elon's most secretive company just made its biggest announcement yet.
Neuralink is putting computer chips in human brains, like Star Wars, with monkeys.
But before we hit that wild mix of stories.
What a mix of stories for our last day in LA, man.
As you know, Yetis, when we research a story for this show, we go deep into the details.
Oh, as you know, besties, Jack and I, we jump in T-Boy style.
So when we were researching the Walmart vet story about dogs, we noticed something.
We noticed that dogs don't have thumbprints. What do they have, Jack?
Nose prints.
Dogs have nose prints.
Get this, Yetis. The most unique physical feature of a puppy isn't its paw. It's the dog's nose.
Yeah, Darlene from Duncan's Doggy doesn't have a fingerprint. She's got a nose print.
Every dog's nose is distinctive.
Every dog's nose is unprecedented.
That's why a startup called Pet Now just raised $5 million so you can identify your dog by their nose.
You grab it and you scan that nose to get the name.
No need for a name on your dog collar in case your dog gets lost.
Yeah, your dog's nose, it is like a sloppy QR code, Jack.
Just scan the dog's nose with your phone. It'll say who the dog is.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
And you thought Fido the Frenchie was one of a kind.
Yeah, but it's her nose that's the most unique.
You thought Spot the Cocker Spaniel was was like no other.
But it's his schnoz that's literally special.
So you don't really know your dog.
Unless you know their nose, that's how you know your dog.
Their nose. That sloppy, snotty, smushed little snout.
And that adorable little thing, that is your dog's driver's license.
But we gotta ask this company, what about cat noses? Can you scan those?
Cat? They're not even gonna let you touch
them. Cat's noses all look the same. Scary.
Can I just test your nose? Let's just hit our three stories, Jack.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the shocking news yesterday, Rupert Murdoch, the real-life Logan Roy, has retired at the age of 92.
Which means we have a real winner of Succession.
Yes, we do.
The eldest boy, Lachlan Murdoch.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, it is. Before we jump in, Jack and I were talking before the show, and there's this one line from Seinfeld that we just love.
Newman.
Yes,
the mailman who lives down the hallway.
Newman.
He says that when you control the mail, you control information.
Well, Rupert Murdoch is a conservative media tycoon who controls information.
Born in Australia, Rupert Murdoch has owned newspapers for 70 years since he took over the first ones from his father.
Get this, Jack and I added it up. Rupert Murdoch has owned over 100 news sources worldwide. One man, all those headlines.
He owns media companies you've heard of.
Like Fox News, New York Post, Wall Street Journal, the book publisher HarperCollins.
And some media companies you probably haven't heard of.
Sky Deutschland, Fox Asia. How about Kansas City local Fox, WTVT?
And it's not just news that Rupert Murdoch controls.
It's also entertainment, isn't it, Jack?
He used to own a big Hollywood studio, 21st Century Fox, until he sold it to Disney for $71 billion.
Yet he's this man, even owns Sunday. Yeah. The day Sunday.
Because Fox, the sports channel, has had NFL football games every Sunday and always has top ratings.
And until yesterday, this one man was the executive chairman of the board of it all. Information is power.
But now, at age 92, worth an estimated $18 billion, Rupert Murdoch is stepping down.
He's retiring to his third home on his fourth yacht.
And that means his eldest son, Lachlan, takes over as CEO.
Sorry, Roman. I mean, James.
Someone text Shiv. Yeah. I mean, Elizabeth.
Does that smell like Wamsgan? Wamsgan! Greg, get in here!
Now, Yetis, when the most influential media tycoon of his era steps down, we have to look at what his last words
and
were.
And Rupert actually published a letter to his employees that we jumped into T-Boy style.
In this letter of goodbye to his employees, he called himself a champion of truth.
He really pumped himself up. It was a lot of like what I've done. He called himself champion of truth.
Here's the problem. The court of law disagrees.
Yeah. And here's the context, Yetis. Murdoch's Fox News has been the top rated cable TV network in America for years.
And after the 2020 election, various hosts on Fox News said things that they knew to be untrue.
So instead of a humiliating trial, the big news about Fox News this year was that Rupert's business paid an $800 million settlement.
In that settlement, Fox News even acknowledged that what they said on air was false. So, champion of truth, it's a free country. You can say what you want. In the rest of his letter, Rupert went on to say, there's a battle for free speech that he'll continue to fight even in retirement.
Which, honestly, sounds a lot like Logan Roy, episode 6, season 4.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at News Corp?
As Rupert Murdoch rose, those around him fell. Which is exactly what happened in Succession, too.
Look, Yetis, although Murdoch's had a lot of businesses over the years, his profit puppy, it was always Fox News.
But in these last 10 years, as Fox News had the most influence on American society, Murdoch fired his biggest stars.
That's the funny thing, Yetis. That theme of Rupert Murdoch's real life is the exact same theme of Logan Roy in the show Succession.
In real life, Roger Ailes was the 20-year president of Fox News until Rupert Murdoch fired
him. For sexual harassment.
And then Bill Riley was the top-rated conservative news host until Rupert fired him.
For sexual misconduct.
And then Tucker Carlson, who replaced Bill O'Reilly, was the top star on Fox News until Rupert fired
him. For his role in the 2020 election lies.
As Rupert Murdoch rose, those around him fell, just like in Succession.
For our second story, Walmart's newest product It's vet clinics for your pets. All of them.
After 10 years trying to be like Amazon, Walmart is back to being its old self again.
Walmart's being Walmart. But yeah, you know, we heard this story. First thing we're thinking of, Jack, we should just say it.
Poppy.
P-U-P-P-Y.
People ultimately prioritize puppies.
Yeah.
Walmart just announced their first pet services center at one location just outside Atlanta.
And Jack, why is Walmart pivoting from two-legged humans to four-legged beasts?
Because two-thirds of U.S. households have a pet living there.
Including the 23 million that got a pet during the pandemic. You want a full disclosure this one, Jack?
23 million U.S. households adopted a pet during the pandemic.
I'm looking at you.
I was one of the first ones.
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? River's a good girl.
So pretty soon, Yetis, you can walk into any Walmart and get a $3 set of tube socks.
And get your cat a $25 rabies shot.
Okay.
And your iguana a $15 nail clipper.
And if it's your iguana scaly whaley's birthday, maybe you get them a cricket cake to celebrate.
Maybe.
Because Yetis, nearly half of pet spending is not spent on toys. It's spent on services.
So that's why Walmart's offering pet healthcare, pet grooming, and even a self-serve dog wash station at this new pet services center.
You're going to go wild with that hose, and Fido is going to eat up every minute of it.
And the vets who will give your dog an examination.
Yeah, it's not the guy who's working in aisle 6 and checking you out.
No, it's a certified veterinarian who works for Pet IQ, a nationwide vet clinic.
Now, Yetis, here's why Jack and I were curious about this story. Why is Walmart doing this? Because the Walmart executives don't really seem like dog people.
They're doing this because Amazon.com can't.
Emphasis on the .com.
For a while, Yetis, Walmart was trying to match Amazon's e-commerce offerings.
Walmart bought an e-commerce company for $3 billion. Walmart offered free shipping. Walmart launched Walmart Plus tech subscriptions.
It did all that because Walmart was afraid that Amazon would steal Walmart's customers.
So for years, Walmart copied Amazon.
But guess what? Amazon didn't steal Walmart's customers. Amazon has not defeated Walmart.
In fact, Walmart is actually beating Amazon right now.
Over the past 5 years, Walmart's stock price is up by twice as much as Amazon's is.
Sit down, stand up, and sit back down in a $2 seat. Walmart stock has doubled Amazon stock in the last 5 years.
And it's not because Walmart's e-commerce is as good as Amazon's.
No, because Walmart's e-commerce, it isn't as good as Amazon's.
It's because Walmart offers what Amazon can't.
Yes.
In-person everything.
Walmart, you know thyself. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Walmart?
There's power in proximity.
Yetis, Walmart's advantage to the rest of, like, every company, every retailer out there, it's this hero stat that Jack and I love.
You can see it on the screen.
It's a great, great pick.
90% of Americans live within 10 miles of their closest Walmart.
Okay, Jack, hit that again so it can sink in.
90% of Americans, myself included,
all of us,
lives within 10 miles of their closest Walmart.
Yetis, that proximity, that is why the number one grocer in the country is Walmart by far.
You could order groceries on Amazon.com, but people seem to prefer their local Walmart.
And that same thing, proximity, is why Walmart is adding pet services now.
You can't wash your dog on a website.
Not the last time we checked.
Walmart was insecure about the e-commerce revolution.
Walmart tried to digitize itself.
Today, it realizes its original strength is enduring.
That 90% of us are within 10 miles of a Walmart.
And there's power in that proximity. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
For our third and final story, Elon Musk's least known startup just made its biggest announcement yet.
Neuralink is connecting a computer to monkeys' brains in order to save humanity from robots. We're not embellishing that headline.
No, we're not.
That's the story.
It's the craziest headline we've ever said on this show, Jack, but yet is, we'll explain.
Yeah, we have some explaining to do.
And Star Wars and Luke Skywalker are both involved too.
Sure, we'll explain that as well.
More on that in a second. In the meantime, Yetis, Elon Musk, he basically has a lot of transportation startups.
That's it. Tesla is for cars.
SpaceX is for rockets.
And Boring Company is for tunnels.
But here's the interesting thing. Back in 2016, Elon founded a company called Neuralink for humans.
Neuralink is actually his most secretive company and the one with the grandest ambitions.
And Jack, can you just describe the plan for us over there?
He wants to drill into human skulls to connect the brain to the internet directly.
All right, Bezzies, we're going to get a little technical here. Can we go deeper, Jack?
Yeah, he's going to cut into the cortex, probe 96 tiny wires into the brain's neurons so that your thoughts can control a computer.
Just makes sense.
Where's the computer, by the way? Is it nearby?
It's in the computer. Yetis, what Jack and I are saying here is that Elon Musk's Neuralink wants to let your brain Google the internet for information hands-free.
But we're not there yet.
No, we're not.
So far, Elon's Neuralink has just been testing on monkeys.
But according to Wired Magazine, those monkeys are dying.
Elon says that the deaths of the monkeys from the trials are unrelated to the trial.
They just happen to die after the Neuralink trial with their brains.
Monkeys aside, here's the news. Neuralink is now beginning trials on humans.
Specifically, Neuralink is coming for the brains of paralyzed people.
First, Neuralink hopes in these trials to help quadriplegic people communicate through brain-connected computers.
And then it hopes to help those paralyzed people become mobile again.
Here's how to think of it.
Talk to us, Jack.
Remember when Darth Vader cut off Luke's arm?
Adam, can we get a lightsaber sound?
And then in episode 6, Luke had a bionic arm to replace the one he lost.
This company, Neuralink, is exactly like Luke Skywalker's arm.
That's how Elon describes it.
Elon actually literally says this company's like Luke Skywalker.
Neuralink wants to attach bionic limbs to paralyzed people who could control those bionic limbs with their brain.
And that would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be amazing if paraplegics could walk again.
But again, the dead monkeys.
And again, Elon.
And time for our takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies doing some crazy stuff over at Neuralink?
The end goal of Neuralink is to save the human race from the singularity.
Yetis, Jack and I have actually never talked about the singularity on this show. Jack, it's about time we defined and talked about
it. I didn't know about it until you told me today.
I mean, that was a wild breakfast conversation,
Jack. The singularity is a deep tech term for a future in which artificial intelligence has surpassed human intelligence.
Well, Elon and other big techies are afraid of that moment.
The singularity.
When our computers take over us.
So Neuralink is actually Elon's solution to save us all from the singularity.
Because if the human brain has a computer to sync it with artificial intelligence,
then human intelligence, by definition, is better than artificial intelligence.
So Yetis, the news is Elon's brain startup is moving from monkeys to people.
So we can all have Luke Skywalker bionic arms if we need them.
But the real reason is to save humanity from an AI apocalypse.
To save the human race from the singularity.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before the weekend?
Rupert Murdoch is retiring from his media empire, letting his eldest boy take over.
As Rupert rose, those around him fell, just like Succession.
For our second story, Walmart opened its first pet services center, probably the first of many.
Walmart done being like Amazon. Walmart is actually beating Amazon because there's power in proximity.
And our third and final story, Neuralink is moving on from monkeys to begin trials on humans.
First to give us brain internet, and then to give us Luke Skywalker arms, but finally to save humanity from the singularity.
No big deal.
Just another headline.
Just your corporate standard mission statement. But yet, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, MGM in Las Vegas regained control of its casinos 10 days after the hack attack.
No word on whether they paid a ransom to the hackers or not.
And second, in Congress, conservative hardliners voted down a bill to fund the government.
It looks like we're headed for a government shutdown beginning October 1st.
And finally, whip out the seven irons. Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake are opening a golf bar right now in New York City.
It's called T-Squared.
Yeah.
Because sports and media are the same industry.
Tom Brady, if you got involved, that could have been a T-Cubed.
T-Pain, T-Quad.
Playing T-Swift.
Okay, we're confusing everyone now.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one actually told to us in person by Erlan Nisanov, who we met in Los Angeles today.
He actually sang us our jingle in person today.
It was fantastic. So we had this long conversation with Erlan about country borders. It was really interesting. And then he dropped this shocking stat on us.
What is the largest landlocked country in the world?
What is the biggest country surrounded completely by land?
It's not surrounded by oceans or seas or rivers.
I mean, we went full Carmen Sandiego on this thing. We're thinking Latin America, maybe Mongolia. We threw out a bunch of ideas.
Well, so many countries has rivers as their borders.
Right.
And then so many countries have oceans as their borders.
Caspian Sea comes out of nowhere. Turkmenistan's off the table.
I don't even know what country to guess for this one.
The answer for the biggest landlocked country in the world.
Kazakhstan.
It's Kazakhstan.
You can walk by foot around the entire country without hitting water if you have a lot of time on your hands.
Kazakhstan, you don't even need a towel. Yetis, you looked fantastic all week. Jack, you've been glowing in lovely Los Angeles.
Stop it.
Any feed forward you want to share for this entire time together? Anything going on? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you should have wore more black.
I know.
Fit in with the Los Angelians.
I think that's why we couldn't get in on the list.
Sorry, the Angelinos.
Jack and I are celebrating some wins in Santa Monica. Have a fantastic weekend.
We'll see you Monday.
Can't wait. And before we go, a happy 100th birthday to Yeti Grandpa Neil Miller, who is celebrating his 100th year in Tucson, Arizona.
And happy birthday to Agnes Lamb, who's celebrating his birthday with pizza in Toronto, Canada.
And Ibrahim Aziz, happy 26th birthday in Toronto, Canada also.
Happy 40th birthday to JC Agarang in Mexico City.
And Papa Patrick Moore, happy 40th birthday down in Arlington, Virginia.
Happy 34th birthday to Holly Chan, who's also having a baby up in Minnesota.
Congrats. And Alex Kranzler, happy 30th birthday down the street in Los Angeles.
Happy birthday to Monica Gunther in Chicago.
Eric Prada, we know you're celebrating that birthday with Logistics, also in Chicago.
Happy birthday to Ava Brickman, celebrating in New York City.
Dawson Fish, turning 3 in Holden, Massachusetts, just outside Boston.
And happy birthday to Kevin, who's celebrating with his Apple buddies down in Sunnyvale.
And Rob Anito Pinal is turning 70 at a family reunion in Phoenix. Fantastic way to do it.
And congratulations to Chris and Marie, who just got engaged in Oregon.
Amy Sue, we can't wait till you say I do in Brooklyn this weekend.
And congratulations to John and Jenny, who are kicking off their wedding weekend at a beer arcade in Chicago.
And Hope and Amgad Armanis are celebrating an anniversary in Switzerland.
And happy birthday to Elena, a speech pathologist in Boulder, who's going on a mystery birthday trip planned by her husband, Steven.
Okay, Elena, here's the deal. Sit down, stand up, sit back down again, and then you're going to have to pack a bathing
suit. You're going somewhere warm.
Yes.
So bring some SPF T-Boy and your best suit.
Elena, your birthday surprise destination is
Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Not too shabby.
We hear the weather there is perfect right now.
Steven, you're a keeper. Celebrate that win.
Salt water, it's the ultimate shampoo.
If you know, you know.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon and Disney.
A weird finish by me.
That's great. No, that was great. That's kind of like becoming a thing. Yeah. Kind of said different things too. You'd be like, it's the moisturizer. Like, what are you selling there?
It's nature's natural miracle tonic. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.